Welcome to the Stay Ready Real Estate Podcast, your action plan for real estate success. Here, we stay ready. Staying ready is being mindful of time and actively doing the things on a daily basis so we stay prepared for the opportunities that come our way. Join your host, Emeka, as he dives into the world of real estate investing, interviewing experts and sharing actionable insights. If you enjoy this podcast, please subscribe today. We would love to know each and every one of you. So please go to GubanaEquity.com and click Invest With Us today so we can figure out how we can get to your investing goals.
All right, Neil, you want to tell the world a little bit about who you are and what you do?
Hey, Emeka. It's great to be here. I am a real estate investor. I started out in New York City. I had every kid's exact dream. I became a police officer and then a fireman. All in New York City, did almost 25 years down there, and then I wanted something bigger and better, and that turned out to be multifamily real estate investing. And my mentor taught me multifamily, and he also taught me mindset. He turned me onto mindset, and I'm a big mindset guy. That's kind of me in 30 seconds or less.
I gotcha. So you were on a podcast a year ago. What has changed in the past 365 days for you?
Wow, a lot has changed. I've been delving so much more into mindset. I started coaching on mindset. I came out with a couple of products. My properties are doing fabulous. My team is stronger. I'm firing on all cylinders, and it feels really good to be in that flow.
No, I love it. And you're into mindset. And of course, this is a real estate podcast. So your property is doing fantastic. Fantastic enough for you to sell products and, you know, start coaching. So how does mindset play a role in your entire business, especially in real estate?
I think before I learned the mindset of the whole concept of mindset, right? Before I did that, I always felt stuck. I always was looking externally for the answer, and mindset taught me that the answer is really internally. And once I started looking inside, and once I started changing as an individual, the floodgates kind of opened. And that's kind of the message that that's my journey right now, is to spread the message that if you're feeling stuck, truly look inside, start changing what you're doing, and the outside will change, the external will change.
I love it. So for those who think they can't get into real estate, either because they don't have enough time, or they're too busy, or, you know, they don't have money, what are you coaching? What are you telling those people?
So I break it down by their belief, right? I don't have enough time. You have the same amount of time as Bill Gates and Jeff Bezos, and they created huge companies. You have the same amount of time as Elon Musk. He's launching rockets to go into space. So you have 168 hours. I don't think it's an issue of time. I think it's an issue of prioritization. Are you prioritizing how you're spending your time? And once you start looking at it through that lens and you start prioritizing how you're spending your time, things will fall into place.
So how do you decide what to prioritize, right? What do you do on a daily basis to make sure that your actions every hour are impact actions?
I write on a post-it. That sounds a little crazy, but I start my day the night before. So I'll write on a post-it the three things that must be done the next day. And then those are my priorities for that day. And those priorities are based on what my bigger goal is. So if I'm looking to get into real estate, for example, my three priorities for the day maybe reaching out to a real estate investor, reaching out, researching meetups, maybe going to see a broker. If I'm kind of looking at properties, maybe I'm reaching out to an insurance agent. I'm reaching out to somebody in my market. if I'm just really starting out, maybe I'm researching a mentor, I'm reading a book. So depending on where you are in your stage, I list out what my three priorities for that next day is going to be. And then I don't go to sleep until those three priorities are done. And when I say priority, think about it this way. Your priority is your W-2, right? Your job. So Monday to Friday, 9 to 5, you show up at work because that's a priority for you. Stop lying to yourself and stop letting yourself down. Set your own priority. Make it like, all right, I'm going to work now. So if you want to get out of the W-2 and you want to go into real estate, then my W-2 is 9 to 5. Decide on when your real estate hours are. Are they 7 to 9 at night? Are you going to just work on the weekends? But treat it like a second job. You have to show up, consistently show up. So that's what I mean by prioritizing it.
I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. And I kind of want to dig deep into, how your deals are doing fantastic. You have a team, I assume. So what is your role and how are you ensuring that, there's no hiccups? How are you ensuring that these things are going to get done while you're out coaching, while you're out with family, while you're out doing whatever you want to do to have fun?
There's always hiccups, right? Like you know that because you're in it. The hurricane hit in Florida, and you were out securing plywood and supplies to kind of do everything you possibly can to keep your property and your tenants safe. So there's always hiccups, but it's having the team in place so that those hiccups are as smooth as possible and are handled as quickly as possible. So my team, I have two partners. One partner runs the property management portion of it. The other partner runs the maintenance and the rehab portion of it. So when things happen, we handle most things in-house. And if we have to go outside, then we have those trusted contractors that we've already built relationships with that we then rely on. But having that team in place, and for me, it was very important. I tried gaining traction down in South Carolina and it just didn't work for me. And I was looking at what other people were doing that were successful in the space, and I copied them. I literally said, that team's crushing it in South Carolina. Why can't I crush it in South Carolina? And what they had was they had somebody that knew the market intimately. They had a finance guy and they had a rehab guy. And I said, all right, well, where can I get somebody that knows the market intimately? And where can I get a rehab guy? And it turned out to be my market's Virginia Beach and Norfolk. It turned out to be Virginia Beach and Norfolk. So I went there, I built that team out. And now, like, I just know, for instance, I know that my property is running at 38% expenses. And everybody says that when you underwrite, you have to underwrite at 50%, right? So when you get a deal across, when a deal comes across my desk and the seller is telling me they're running their property at 38% expenses, I know that that's at least viable, right? I know that he could be doing that. I don't know if he's actually doing that. I have to do that investigation, but I know that he could be doing it because that's exactly what I'm doing. So I know he's not blowing smoke. It's building that team out so that when you know those things, things just run smoothly, right? We just had one of our washing machines went down. So it's just, all right, this is what we're doing. Like writing out those SOPs. If this happens, this is what you're going to do. These are the steps you're going to follow, and you're building out your SOPs. And the way you build out your SOPs is to jump into the arena and just do it because you can't build out an SOP on everything. Most of my SOPs came from either something that happened to me, and then I added that to the SOP, or a story I heard from somebody else, and I added that to my SOP because I'm like, if that ever happens to me, I already want to have a plan of attack.
I love it. I love it. It's all about staying ready, is what I love to say. And when it comes to the mindset, right? You have a team, and you're at the point where you know what to expect. You talked about the 30 to 35% expenses. What are you looking for in a team? And for the someone who's new, what advice would you give them? Right? I've known people who want to get into real estate, and somehow there's always an excuse of why they can't do this or that. You're a mindset guy. So what are you looking for, and how are you vetting people, especially if you're going to be doing deals with them?
So I won't do a deal with somebody that I don't quote unquote intimately know. And my definition of intimately here is I have a solid relationship with them, and I've had that relationship with them for an extended period of time, 6 months, 9 months, a year. So how do I build that relationship? I meet them and then I speak with them. I meet them in person. Right. So we belong to masterminds and real estate groups, and those masterminds and those real estate groups hold sanctioned events. But you can also access individuals that live within 2 or 3 hours from you. I drive an hour and a half, the other person drives an hour and a half. That's not that big of a drive, yet we're 3 hours apart from each other. And then we're sitting down and we're breaking bread. If they have, maybe I visit their market or where they live and they show me the deals that they're doing. And I'm in communication with them. That's how I build the relationships. So I show up at events and I meet people face to face because an online presence, you can make an online presence look however you want. I want to see the person live. That's me. Body language is a big thing. You can't hide body language. If you're spending an entire day with somebody at an event, you can't hide your body language. And your body language tells you everything. So that's how I build out relationships. And how I vet them, are they legitimate individuals? Do I resonate with what their beliefs are? Right? Everybody wants the value-add multifamily property that we're going to go in, we're going to rehab, and 12 months, 18 months later, we're going to refi our money back out, and we're going to be in the deal with no money in the deal, right? Everybody wants that unicorn. What happens when something pops up after you purchase the property? So as I get to know individuals and I start hearing their stories, then I know that, oh, you know what? They faced adversity 3 years ago. And this is what they did to get through it. They faced adversity 2 years ago, and this is what they did to get through it. And as I have those conversations and organically that stuff just starts coming out, I can then make my assessment of whether we're going to resonate or not. How quickly did they take care of it? I love meeting people because in person, because I get to see how they treat other individuals. Do they hold the door open for people? Do they say thank you to the waitress when she comes over with their drink, even though they're in the middle of a conversation with me? Or are they just dismissive? So those are some of the things that I do. I look at their track record. I'm really like a people person. I want to see how you act with individuals.
I love it. I love it. And of course, you've been coaching. Of course, you've been teaching mindset. So I want to talk a little bit more in that aspect. How important is mindset? And as you're coaching so many different people, what are you noticing? What are you noticing as you're teaching people and their reactions and how mindset has changed their lives?
So I think the way mindset opened up the doors for me was I was born in New York City. I was born literally, my father would tell me, people are out to get you. People always have an angle. Don't trust people. Then take that and move me into the police department. When I went to the police department, in the police department, I actually was taking reports. I was called to people's houses and I was taking reports when people were at their lowest point, right? Their house got burglarized, the lotto ticket scams, they got pickpocketed. So everything that my father had said was now being confirmed in real life. And there was a culture gap for me because I became a police officer very young. I was 20 years old when I hit the streets of New York. And I didn't know any other way. My father was telling me stories. Now it was confirmed. So my belief cycle, boom, like instantly that belief was accurate. People are out to get you. Now, fast forward 25 years, I still have those beliefs. Your beliefs are really ingrained in you from your childhood. I still have those beliefs. And now I meet this real estate guy, my mentor, and his name's Gino Barbera. And the guy was amazing. He actually led from concern for you. He led from helping. He was very authentic, very transparent. And I would test him. I sent him a couple of emails asking him, like, just, I don't even remember the questions I asked him, but I asked him a whole bunch of questions. And he responded to me. And I'm like, this guy can't be for real. Like, people don't actually help you. And he did. And then we sat down. I visited him down in Florida. And we sat down. And he said, you need to study energy lead. You need to read the book, Energy Leadership, and study the seven levels of perception. And that's when he opened the door to mindset for me. And the seven levels of perception, it just, you can elevate how you're perceiving the world and how you're responding to what's going on. And once I realized that it was in my control to respond, not react, there's a distinct difference between those two words, right? If I'm reacting, I'm doing it out of emotion. If I'm responding, I'm taking that breath, I'm taking that step back, and I'm doing it in a more logical fashion. But how I respond to the things that are happening to me externally in the world. And once I started doing that, once I started responding instead of reacting, holy cow, like there was just a peace that came over me and a calmness that came over me. And the world just opened up. That's where I start with people. I start when I'm coaching. It all depends on the individual and what their challenge is and where they're at on their journey. But that piece of understanding that you can respond to external factors is huge. And the seven levels of perception is something that Bruce Schneider designed. Bruce Schneider is the founder of IPEC, which is a very high level coaching platform. He trains
I
coaches.
love it. I love it. And if you can give someone three actionable steps that they can do today in order to get to their goal of buying that first property or to get to any of their goals, what would it be?
I think clarity is the number one reason why people aren't hitting their goals. I mean, there's elements to that. But I think you have to just sit in quietness and really become clear on what you want and stop chasing shiny objects. And it's not as easy as said, but that would be the first action is gaining clarity. Proximity. I think if you want to get into the real estate world, if you want to become a real estate investor or you want to expand your real estate investing, you have to get in proximity of other individuals. Proximity, I have it on my wall. Proximity is power. Proximity is not power. It's the unfair advantage. So when you're getting in the room with individuals that are doing what you want to do, It opens up. Oh, it is feasible. Oh, that can be done. I didn't think that could be done. I need money to buy real estate. Well, yeah, you do need money to buy real estate, but does it have to be your money? Right? Everybody buys a house with the bank's money. We buy multifamily property with the bank's money, and we join partnerships and JVs so I can attract that money. I don't necessarily need the money myself. That's what proximity does. What skill are you going to bring to the table? When you start becoming clear on what you want your goal to be, become clear on what skill you're going to bring to the table. Are you going to bring specific market knowledge? Are you going to be boots on the ground? Are you going to bring the rehab? Are you going to bring your connections or your ability to communicate with people? Investor relations. Like, what skill set are you going to bring to the table? So those are
So,
the three, right? Proximity, what skill set are you going to bring to the table, and getting really, really clear on what you want. And that clarity will tell you what direction to move in.
that's amazing. I think a lot of people don't have that clarity, right? If you don't know where you want to go, if you don't know what your goal is, then you're walking blind, in my opinion. So I think everything that you said is absolutely the truth. Now, with that, we're going to move on to the next segment of the show where I ask everyone the same three questions. And I think I know this next one, but number one, what are the two books you recommend the aspiring investor to read?
Two books inspire an investor. We'll Wear Our Own Profits. That's my mentor. I would, if you're brand new, that's a great book. Blue Oceans Opportunities by Sharif Medawar is another great book on real estate that opens up your mind to the possibilities of what could be done. The first time I read that book, he gave an example of he wanted to buy one property, but he needed to buy that property next door. So he locked up that first property with a contingent in the contract that he would only buy the first property if the second property agreed to sell. And I'm like, you could do that? So nothing's impossible in real estate, everything's a negotiation. And Energy Leadership is the book I spoke about earlier that opened up my mind in the mindset world.
Number two, what has been the biggest speech or lesson that has impacted
Wow.
you and your career?
I absolutely love it's a part of a speech. Teddy Roosevelt talks about the man in the arena. It's actually a piece from his speech, Citizenship of a Republic, I believe he called it. It was in Paris in like 1915. But just being in the arena, get in the arena, take action. That action will help you create clarity.
I love it. And last question. If you could have dinner with anyone dead or alive, who would it be and why?
Wow. That's a hard one. I'm going to go with Abraham Lincoln. I'm going to go with Abraham Lincoln because he has a couple of quotes that I really, really like. The first is the best way to predict your future is to create it. That's actually attributed to Lincoln. It wasn't a Lincoln quote, but if you look that quote up, Lincoln gets credit for it. And he talks about if I had an hour to cut down a tree, right? I would spend the first 50 minutes sharpening the axe. He'd go in prepared. I think that he really ruled the country at a very tumultuous time, and it's amazing that he was able to move the country forward. So I'd love to pick his brain on how he was able to do that, like what was going on in that moment in his mind.
I love it. Well, Neil, thank you so much for joining the show. How can the audience reach out to you and how can we help you?
Instagram, everything is Neil Shep. So Instagram, Facebook, YouTube. I did 100 videos in 100 days from July to like November in 2024. And I touched on a whole bunch of different mindset topics, habits, mindset, perceptions, the whole rampant. So that's a great way of building out your education reaching out to me through Facebook Messenger is probably the best way. And you can always email me, neil@neilshep.com. That's my direct email. If I can help you, I will absolutely help you. It's my job to help pull people up the mountain as people pull me up the mountain.